Unit 11. Business Etiquette.
Welcome to today's show on business etiquette. Please welcome Aaron with me in the studio. Aaron, you are an expert on etiquette and give lots of talks on that topic. You also coach groups and individuals, and you have recently published your first book. Congrats on that.
Thanks. It was a lot of hard work, but in the end, I got there.
So let's talk about cultural mistakes a little bit, as I believe that it has happened to all of us at one point or another. Aaron, what are common cultural mistakes people make in international business?
Hospitality. Hospitality is definitely an issue.
Why is that?
Well, I'm sure you have witnessed if you go to a U.S. company and you go to a conference room, very often people bring their own coffee or their own water, and they have a visitor and it would never cross their mind to say, you know, may I offer you a cup of coffee or some water? Because this is a very individualistic culture.
How does the American individualistic culture differ from other countries around the world?
In U.S. culture, everybody is responsible for their own needs. But in other cultures, when you have visitors who come from the rest of the world, you, as a guest, are treated differently and with much more respect. When you come to me, I am here to serve you because you are my guest, and to connect with you is very important.
In which cultures can the difference in hospitality be most easily seen?
You know, I mean, if you go to Vietnam or if you go to India, people will come to the airport with a full delegation. They are dressed to the nines, they are there to receive you, and here in America, we rent them a car with a GPS, and we say, you know, good luck, we hope you can make it. And then we rent a hotel room, and we say, you know, there are the nearby restaurants, and here is Best Buy, where you go, and you can buy your electronics, and at 5 o'clock, everybody goes home. But if you go to Thailand, or just about anywhere else in the world, people will accompany you. You will never be alone. So those differences are shocking for people when they come to us and they don't feel appreciated. You know, they don't feel valued.
You are an expert on cultural etiquette and you give a lot of talks on that topic all over the world. Have you ever had problems identifying cultural differences?
Absolutely. I mean, nobody's perfect.
Great to hear that from you. Do you want to share this experience with our listeners?
Of course. So, I had a situation early in my career that got this all started for me. I was on a trip to Japan with a Japanese colleague, and I gave a short presentation to a group of Japanese participants. And at the end of the presentation, I asked them if they had any questions. When I looked at the group, no one raised their hands, so I went to sit down. My Japanese colleague then said to me, "Aaron, I think actually there were some questions. Do you mind if I try?" And I said, "Okay, fine." So then he stood up and again he said, "Are there any questions?" And again, no one raised their hand. But this time he looked very carefully at the group. "Oh, do you have a question?" And the woman said, "Well, thank you, I do." And she asked a fascinating question. And then he did it again. "Oh, do you have something you'd like to say?" "Yes, thank you, I do so."
That's interesting. How did he know?
Ha! I asked the same question. So afterwards, I said to him, you know, how did you know that these people had questions? And he said to me, "Well, it had to do with how bright their eyes were." And I thought, wow, you know, they don't teach us that in Minnesota. So then I said, "Well, how do you know how bright their eyes are?" And he said, "Well, you know, in Japan, we don't make as much direct eye contact as you do here in the West. So when you ask people if they have any questions, most people are not looking at you directly. But a few people in the audience are looking directly at you, and their eyes are bright, and that indicates that they would be comfortable with you calling on them."
That's interesting. Did you try yourself?
So, the next day, I gave another presentation. And again, I asked if there were questions. And again, you guessed it, no one raised their hand. But this time I thought, okay, I'll just try. So, I did as he had instructed, and I looked carefully at the group. And I saw, just as he said, only a couple of people in the room were looking directly at me. And if I really thought about it, well, yes, okay, their eyes were bright. So, you know, I gestured to one of them, and he kind of went like that. And then I said, would you like to say something? And he said, yes, thank you. So, this was a very important experience for me.
Aaron, thanks for sharing this interesting story. After the break, we are going to talk more about your book. Stay tuned.